Here's the question of the day, because I just remembered. Did, watch this. You're not going to believe this one, Mike. Did you get hail? Did you get hail? Look at that. I almost got it right. I'm missing a D. Did. Did you get hail? I got to check my truck. I got to check my house. Curtis, if you're watching the show, call me Curtis. Call me Curtis. I mean, don't call me that as my actual name, but call me because I got hail damage. So I didn't know that. So when I left boxing,
yeah,
I was on the phone. I was actually talking to Pastor Mark on the phone, and it just blasted hail.
Really?
Everywhere. It didn't last very long, but I'd say it lasted a minute or two. And then Gary called me. He said, "You got a tornado over the top of you. How you doing?" I go, "I didn't know that." And that was Monday.
You know, when I left boxing, I just turned it on Camo X, I guess.
Yeah.
And they was telling you where to go and where not to, and I'm in.
They tell you not to go near my house?
Yes, they did. They said, don't get near 270 and a rock road.
I need to scoot over a little bit. Don't go near 270 and a rock road. Well, anyways, hey, Pastor Pat Rankin with my co-host and friend, legend, all-around great guy, and the official owner of a nice sweatshirt.
Yes.
Everyone should have a hoodie on today, and I don't know why I didn't wear a hoodie. I should have pulled mine out. It's sitting in the closet. But I wore my shirt that Gary gave me because it matches the pants I got on today.
Man, you're getting all swept up, spiffed up, huh?
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm going to let you in the best-kept secret I think I've ever discovered. Wrangler jeans at Walmart for $22.95. Now, I don't know that they're the super heavy ones. I don't think they are, but they're fine for summer, and they're stretch. So, man, I'm going to tell you what, $22.95, we paid double, triple that.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I bought a bunch. So, there you go, helping you out with your clothes shopping. So, did you get hail? Did you get any? You said you drove right and didn't get any.
Didn't get any. Less.
And I called Dave up here, and I said, hey, man, if there's anybody up there boxing, get them out. I said, Gary Harden said that there's a tornado coming through.
It was just north of us.
So, let's see. Maybe somebody's texting me. Going to be in. All right. So, keep Karen Lanning in prayer. I think everything's going good there. Dr. D says it appears to be all well. We're waiting for some updates. We got a pile of. There is, if anything has ever been going on now. It's going on this month. And it is smoking. Rock and roll bingo this Friday. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it is slam. Mike, pray for us, will you, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for allowing us to be here this morning to spread the gospel and your word. We just love you so much. And we'd like some healing and on our minds and souls as we ask you to bless us and lead us today in your precious name. Amen.
Amen and amen. All right, let's go through and find out who had hail. So Roxanne Galati had it. Vieta O'Brien said, good morning. Gloria says, enjoying some warm oatmeal. Yeah, and Jesus. You know, it's cold outside. I'm going to be honest with you. Rock and roll bingo, Becca says, be there. My gosh, yes. All right, Ryan Peth, good morning. Gloria Lawrence, Marianne P., good morning to you. My wife, good morning to you, dear. Bill Heskett, Sammy Ferguson is watching. Mike Madalone, Roxanne Gladys, la, 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 la. Michael Tucker, Dot Morris, hello. Good morning to you, Deb Jeffries. Bill and Debbie Jeffries did not get hail. Heather Tabers, you're on. Good morning to you. And I said, call me Curtis. I need him to look at my roof. So, Curtis, if you're out there, you guys got Curtis on Facebook. Tell him to come by and see my roof. And Donna Spangler, you're on. Good morning to you. Mandy Garcia, good morning to you. She just got baptized, so congratulations. Marcy Tolis, Z's on the show. Good morning to you, Z. Praise Jesus. And all that's going on in Z's family. His kids are popping, doing all kinds of fun stuff. Gary Harden's on the show. Gally Stanford's on the show. Man, we got a lot of people on here today. Larry, want to say hello to you, brother. Nice to see you this morning. Tiffany Short's on the show. Jeannie Lauber. Nikki and Aaron Eaton are on the show this morning.
Praise
Good
the
morning
Lord.
To you, everybody. All right.
How about sharing that?
Yeah, share the show, share the show. Prayers for Jeff Ridley in surgery this morning. Please pray I get my truck fixed. Larry is praying he gets his truck fixed. Both do roofs. Yeah, Heather. 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 Yeah, just send a deal. He can call me after the show. I got to look at that. My wife told me that before I left this morning. Terry Bjork's on the show. So I still need to get up on my roof and look at the bunkhouse. I never really looked at. But I didn't see any leaks.
Well,
and I mean it just absolutely poured down beyond belief out there. It's craziness.
Well, you know, just north of you there, they were out, said you might see some snowflakes today.
I have no doubt up there. Yeah, you go 1 hour northwest, or west, I guess you call it northwest. Yeah, northwest from here. It is a game changer up there, buddy. Dr. Z had on two coats, a shirt, boots, and hat and gloves yesterday. Yeah. All I had on was a hoodie. But anyways, thank you for your help, Dr. Z. Donna Shadrowski says, good morning. Mike, that hoodie suits you. Yes, Mike has got the hoodie that's popping. I should have that on today. I have one that's light blue color.
That's a nice.
It is. It's embroidered. Did you already pray for us?
Yes, I did.
All right.
You can pray again. You can pray for kids.
Yeah, let's go through. I'll tell you what. Let's go through the prayer wall and the prayer that we have here. And then you guys. And we prayed for these. We're going to pray for them again.
I got a couple more while I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Go ahead.
I want to lift up Donna today.
Mm-hmm. Donna, yes, we got that.
Donna. Lift up Dennis Cast and lift up
Dennis Cast, yep.
And man, I can't think through. We just want to lift up Bo.
Okay, well, I got the list. We're praying for Brianna Brider. We're praying for her. She returns back to home. And let us know if anybody knows the Brider family. If we can help them, I'll probably call Biff after.
Oh, Randy Zamparipa. That's who we're
Randy Zamparipa? Okay.
Yes.
All right, guys, we got a list, and we're going to go through them just because we need to. Lisa Tucker, we're praying for you. Karen Lining, obviously, we're praying for you. Dr. D. Mike Berger, praying for you today. Junior Ryan Walt, we're praying for Judy today. And Lee Presson, we're lifting Lee up today in the name of Jesus. Our buddy Slingshot Van Grift and Gloria's daughter, Sarah, with some medical, we're looking for medical miracles today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for Mary and her husband with the loss of his dad. Keith Dennis, we're praying for you this morning, brother. Donna Wood, and like we said, we got her on there for her appointment today, I think it is. Mary Lou for her test. Finances for these people who have on the list here. Peace for this person's grandma, Dana and her loss of mom, the families to know Jesus. Bobby Nunn for a brain aneurysm. Devin, her kids for salvation. Mark Moss, we're praying for you, brother, for healing. Teresa and Terry Craig had praying for you. Joel and Angela Stupervich and the extended family. My buddy Chad Davis, we're lifting you up today, this morning, brother. And praying for protection over this family that's needing a blessing. And Carmella, praying for her daughters. I talked about that today. They're getting ready to make a couple super cool decisions, I think, down where they're at. And all that's going on there. So Diane and Michael were there last night praying for all these children that Diane have. And it looks like there are a bunch of grandchildren, obviously, and a couple of her young people in her family need to follow the truth of the Bible. That's what our prayers are there. Sarah, for next Tuesday, we're praying. Oh, this is for Gloria. No ALS. And we're believing for that with you, Gloria, that your daughter is going to have, get a clean bill of health, get healed in the name of Jesus. Joe and Mary, we talked about that. We're praying for Phyllis, who is needing healing. And we're praying for April, praying for you today. She's got a bunch of prayers on here from her stepfather to, it looks like, some nursing home situations and children. Looking for peace. And all right, let's go through here. And then I'm going to go to the prayer wall here, guys. Donna Spangler needs prayers for her son. Mike Madelone, prayers for Donna. Not going as well as it could be. And Mike, we're praying for your wife as well, Angela. We love you guys, and we're sorry you're going through what you're going through. Laurie, you know we're praying for you. Keep us updated with your husband and my buddy, Jeff Ridley. Larry says, please pray for the families who may have listed things during the storms and tornadoes on Monday. Yes, okay. Gary Harden, 3.5 inches of rain at our farm. Yeah, same. Deanna Fletcher, praying for you. And, man, she's had a hurt leg for a long time. That's really troublesome. And praying for Mandy Garcia. Marian Peace, praying for her daughters. She has some situations there. She's okay, Lori, we got you. Jeff Smith, please pray for Sharon. She has two separate cancer diagnoses this month on there. So let's lift these up, and then I'm going to go to the prayer wall afterwards, and we'll lift them up. So would you lift these up right now, Mike, that we just spoke of, and then we'll head to the prayer wall.
Dear Heavenly Father, we'd just like to thank you for allowing us to be here this morning, to wake up this morning, and to be able to enjoy this day. And we ask for healing, comfort, strength, and love for anybody and everybody that's gone through anything. You know everyone's situation, and we all got different ones. You know that you're the creator of all, and you can handle all. You just have to leave it to you to do it and have faith that you will. As we close in this prayer, we want to just thank you for being there, being our Savior, and giving us another day to learn more about you and our relationship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The prayer wall, let me go back here, guys. Stay with me for just a second. Oh, my goodness. Stay with me here, guys. Hang on. I had it here and I lost it. My bad. I'm not as IT savvy as Mike is. So, all right, prayer wall. So we're praying for the Ridleys with my buddy Jeff Ridley. He's had an accident there and broke his leg, and my heart just goes out to him. And Lori, call me after the show if you would. I'm gonna talk with you a little bit and find out if there's anything you need. All right. Cleo Bradshaw, praying for that, for Cleo. Praying for Scott and Paula. And praying for Phil Chavez. And we've been praying, Phil, if you're out there, we've been praying for you for a long time with your mom. And in your situation there, brother. We're praying for that. Rebecca, we're praying for her daughter, Sally, praying for her husband, Felix, and Lily Robbins, praying for her uncle. And Jen's praying for Phyllis Morgan. And Pastor Jay, we're praying for you, my brother. God bless you guys. Reach out and send Pastor Jay just to pick me up, guys. Lori Ridley says, pray for mom. She starts dialysis this week. Caitlin Scrimma, good morning to you and your family. Sarah Getz, we're praying for you with your children. And Barb Sheehan, and guys, keep this in your prayers. Her daughter was diagnosed with breast cancer. So, Barb, if you're watching the show today, we love you, and God bless you. Gary Harden says, I just love my church family. You're awesome, real deal Christians. Yep, they're all great people. I told my wife that after our Bible study was dismissed. We got such a lot of great Christians. They're wonderful, and we love you guys. Now, Linda Harden, so you have... Linda Harden has several. She's got her, she got her mom. She has her friend Juanita. She has her friend Mike Shea. And I know there might be another one in there, Gary, I'm missing. But we lift them up in the name of Jesus. Becca Law keeping her grandson Taylor for loss of his grandson, or grandfather, my bad. And Leanne Loudon's friend Ruth and Andrea. Praying for Andrea and everything that's going on there. And want to say hi to Chris and Andrea. It was nice to see them at church. Jerry Ford and Cindy Ford for what they got going on in the family. They've been helping Gary and Maria Conley, I hope, for healing there. And the Pastor Jay again. Lisa Tucker praying for your knee. Lisa, our heart's always out there for you guys and all that. Pastor Jay, thank you, Marianne, for talking to Brother Pastor Jay. He's a great guy. All right. Go for it, Mike. That's all I have, man. I know there's more out there, but that's what I have.
Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you. Thank you so much. We can't thank you enough for all the praise report, for all the goodness, and for all the love, and all the situations you created that were bad, that are now good.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just ask for more blessings, more healing, more faith.
Mm-hmm.
Rest is that we all be a little better person, be kind to one another, and know someone needs help, help them. We just ask that you hear all these prayers, and we know you will take care of everything that's needs taken care of. In your precious name we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Amen and amen. Also want to lift up my buddy Jamie Ullman. Got to talk with him the other day. So, Jamie, if you're watching the show, we love you. Thank you for being such a good friend and all that's going on with you. We're praying for you and your family and your things. Wild Man Dave's on the show. Amen. God bless you. Mike Manalone, prayer that Jesus continue to guide our steps as disciples. Yeah. You know what? I kind of interviewed my Bible study before. I kind of interviewed my Bible study before I got into the study. So we're talking about water or what watering is. So there you go. That's where we're going today. And I'll be talking about that for several weeks. And then we're going to be talking about growing. And then we're going to get into this series called Hooked.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get that. I think that's going to be kind of fun. That was something that we looked at many, many months ago, and I thought, man, that'd be nice to have in the summer, and so we'll probably do that. But anyways, I talked to you guys, and I asked you, I said, what do you believe happened after Jesus rose from the dead? Normally, most preachers would get into it and go, well, here's what he did, and excuse me, he met his disciples, and he did this, and he was seen by 500, and then, you know, Doubting Thomas, all these different things were going on, and I was going to ask you guys, is there anything specific that you really stands out to you after Jesus was resurrected? And then we talked about the coming of Pentecost some thereafter. Mm-hmm. It was a real interesting study, wasn't it? I mean, just, and I don't think I've ever really done that before, just kind of set it up with that question, you know, what happened afterwards, and everybody kind of, so I'm asking you guys if there's anything that really spoke to you after Jesus was resurrected. You know, we want to kind of keep that story going, but also want to talk about some of the things that God has asked us to do, which is watering. You know, we've had a lot of, we've put a lot of seed out there, spiritual seed out there through Christmas and Easter, and in the kind of closed-in months, you know, when you're indoors, and you know, so we're throwing seed out by inviting people for Christmas, inviting people for Easter. There's a seed planted, maybe in some people who normally wouldn't come to church because of Christmas and Easter. Can you talk about that?
I can talk about Jesus a little bit, but
yeah.
What I'd like to say is that I see it lost for a second that we should consider his resurrection one of the greatest, the greatest day in world history.
It is for sure, conquering the grave, yeah.
And what that did was allow us all to become saved.
Ooh, saved.
And get to heaven. If we stay accountable and ask for forgiveness, guidance, patience, love. I mean, you know, it's one thing to say this, but you say it and you think about it. It's like planting a seed in your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did that answer your question?
I don't
know what it was.
Yeah, I think so. So we're giving you guys an opportunity to... Okay, I want to make sure we're still on. Yep, all right. Tell me what is it that you liked about the story after resurrection, what Jesus did. So just kind of send that up and we'll get into the Bible study. Good morning to Christina Schumacher. Just tell us what part you liked. You know, I'm seeing his disciples or whatever it is. I just thought it was kind of interesting.
Doubting Thomas.
Yeah, to bring that up. Yeah, Doubting Thomas. Hey, let me ask you this. Do you guys have any Doubting Thomases in your family? I mean,
hey,
I was a Doubting Thomas.
Yeah, you
right?
Know what? You know, I don't think I don't ever remember doubting Jesus.
I never doubt. Let me ask you this, guys. I don't know that I ever didn't believe in the existence of Jesus. I just didn't think he could make a difference in my life. I mean, that's kind of watch this now. I got to be careful how I say this. That's kind of far-fetched thinking that a savior who lives out in, you know, out in the cosmos can change my life. You know, I didn't think anybody, because I was so full of myself, I didn't think anybody else could handle my life but me, and you guys know how that is. So, I was a Doubting Thomas that Jesus could change my life. Let me say it again. I was a Doubting Thomas. I knew God existed. I went to church. I was raised in a Catholic church, third generation, the whole deal. Religion classes, you know, I can recite a mass to you, the whole deal. That's not, I don't doubt the existence of God. What I doubted was the same thing that probably some of you are going through right now. And I called you on the carpet. You don't believe in your heart of hearts this morning that God can change your situation, change your finances, change your mental issue, change your spouse, change your children, change everything. He can change everything this morning. I can testify as a witness that Jesus can and will if you will allow it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
So I was a Doubting Thomas like many of you are this morning. Yeah, I don't know. I've always been this way, or I've always been this, or we've always been shut in, or I've always been all that. Forget it. Don Shadrowski said, same, I've always believed, but I thought I wasn't worthy. I think there's that too. I wasn't worthy. You know, I've done so many things that all that, and you gotta be careful. You get in the shame game. Then you never allow if you get in the shame game, you never allow Jesus to really build you up into that person you can be.
Mm-mm.
And let's say this a little bit. I want to say this. I watched what do they show, the short clips that come on YouTube? I guess reels. I'm going to call them reels.
Yeah.
Tyson Durfee said, you ought to stick out. He said, why are you trying to fit in everywhere? That's what society is wanting you to do this morning, guys. Fit in. You need to look at yourself, look at your friends, and look at your church and everything and just tell them, say, I don't fit in. I don't fit in the world's prepackaged idea of what I ought to be. There's not a bigger turnoff in the world than somebody trying to make me somebody that I'm not.
Yes, absolutely.
I can't stand that. I cannot stand somebody telling me what I should do and how I should. My wife will tell you that. I can't stand it. If my mom was here today, she would tell you, she said, that he's not like that. I don't like fitting in a box. I don't like being in a little box, like a little, you know, little yes man. You like it, you know, you need to stand over here. Can I be honest with you and confess something? Don't tell anybody, because it's my favorite restaurant, the Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
When they tell you to go stand against the wall because your neck's coming up, I never stand against the wall. I go stand somewhere else. I do. They go, you go stand over by placard number two. Amen. I don't like that. I don't want to stand there.
You don't have your half Bible shirt on, do you?
I'm
look
not
at that guy. Can't follow directions. He wants to get up there ahead of everybody else, huh?
No, I don't know. Are you guys like that?
You want to get behind that pile of that arrow, too, don't you?
I just can't stand it.
Why don't they think you're smart enough to go up
and stand there? I go, you need to stand. I'm a grown man. You need to tell me where to stand. Guys, this. Oh, my God. Maybe this is just a therapy session for Pastor Pat this morning.
Yeah.
I don't like it. And I know their policy, and I like them. They're the greatest restaurant, period. I'm 110% think they're the best restaurant, hands down. But I don't like standing on the sticker.
I don't blame you, but you know.
It doesn't bother some people. You go, well, you're a weirdo. Yep, I'm a weirdo. I admit that I'm a weirdo. Isn't the first way to get healed is admitting it?
Yeah.
I'm admitting it.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Stand on placard number three. Oh, no, you're in two. Over here to three. Do you need a 19-year-old boy telling you where to stand?
Yeah, I don't pay no attention to half that stuff. I don't hear it anyway.
And it doesn't bother some people, but it does me, and I'm sorry. I apologize ahead of time. I try to follow directions. Am I a rebel? I'm a rebel. There's no question about it. I'm a rebel. And oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you.
So let's look at our comments before we get in, and maybe we need to be watered today.
Okay.
Larry Burnett says, you plant a seed, someone else will water. Come water that seed. Ray Deuce and say, good morning, Pastor Pat. All right, good morning to you all. That's why I love Head Bible. I'm the same way. Yeah. Marianne Peace is Mike. Christina Schumacher says, ah, Pastor, that's hilarious. How are they supposed to know you're next? And Jason Hug, I forgot that you commented earlier. Sorry, Jason. You said you didn't get any hail up north, up in Iowa, but I'll bet you probably are going to get snow today. God has made each of us unique. Yes, amen. I don't have anxiety anymore at all. God will always fulfill his promise. Mm-hmm. Amen for you. We ain't got no time for anxiety. It's such a relief when you completely put your faith in God to renew and lead your life. Good for you, Mandy. Paul Hall's on.
Yeah, Paul.
I bet it's cold in Warrington this morning. And if...
Your buddy Sean's been coming to church lately, Paul.
Yeah, there's somebody. I can't think of the guy's name who lives up in Mexico, Missouri. Anyways, I can't. Yeah, I know, but I can't.
From Arizona.
Yeah, I can't think of his name. Anyways, I apologize. Mike Frost says, yes, I believe that Jesus can flip the script 180.
Yeah.
Put you in a new direction. Yeah, Frost is in a spiritual and actual physical new destination, being in Florida. It's probably 85 down there. So anyways, Don Shadrowski, thank you for being on the show. Always believe, but I guess it wasn't worth it. All right, let's get in. Ray Doozen, what is your favorite story in the Bible, Pastor Pat? What is my favorite story in the Bible? My favorite story's got to be probably Jesus' birth, Jesus' resurrection, and the Apostle Paul on Damascus Road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't
story.
Know. I'm turning into a Bible junkie. I love so many.
Junkie,
yeah, I love so many stories. Like, I can't even tell you. I love John. Anyways, I don't know. I love a bunch of them. So, Paul says yes. He told me. All right, let's get into it. You guys know what watering is. You know what it means, or do you really? Are we going to be able to throw them a hook at the end of the study? Kind of
line and hook and sinker.
Hook, line, and sinker. So you guys don't give it all away. So I was asking this question. Maybe you guys can help me. Is a paradox something that means two things? I know it's some kind of a dox, but is it a paradox? Like Jesus is the lion and the lamb.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's kind of like totally different, but the same.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I need somebody that's an English teacher, so English major, to tell me what this is. There's a lot of that in the Bible.
Yes, there is. Parable.
There's like, how about the morning light, you know, the mm-hmm. you know, being the great morning star, you know, all these different things. Paradox. So at the end, I'm going to show you a paradox, aren't
okay,
we?
Okay, yes.
About water. And there's a lot of stories in there about water, and there's a lot of... I was laying in bed thinking about that, about all these wonderful stories.
You know what? That's a good way to fall asleep, isn't it?
Anyways, let's go. Let's get cooking. John 4. We're going to get going. Sorry, guys. We're kind of lollygagging, talking about whatever. We like to just talk, don't we? I'm glad I got you on here to keep this show straightened out. This would be a real deal.
What are we doing, going to 7?
Oh, we're going to go to John 4 first.
Yeah, what verse?
I think we're going to read the whole... Let's read up to 15, 1 through 15, Mike. John 4, 1 through 15. I got my great big giant size King James Bible. Mike's got his little one. So go.
Where therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, to himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judah, and departed into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then comes to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel ground that Jacob gave his son Joseph. Wow. We know where this is going. Now,
love
Jacob
that.
Was well there. Jesus, therefore, being weathered with his journey, sat though on the well.
Can I say this for a second? And
yes.
I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry
no,
about that.
No, no, interrupt.
Did it say weathered from
yeah.
the journey?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus feels what you feel. He was weathered. He was tired. We know he's thirsty because we're getting ready to talk about the well, right?
Uh-huh.
And he meets the woman there, and I don't want to give it all away. So don't think today like, oh, Jesus doesn't really know what I'm going through and this, that. So he does. Aren't you glad that you are serving a God-man, quote-unquote, God-man, who has felt everything you felt?
Mm-hmm.
Helps me out. Helps me out. Okay, just wanted to say that.
All right, there comes a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is that you, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which I'm a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me to drink, you would ask of him, he would have given you living water.
Stop. Tell me real quick, guys, get on your keyboard. What does living water mean to you? I did this at Bible study last night.
Yep.
What does it mean? What does living water mean? Need to know what it means. We're talking about water. We're talking about not only the verb water, but we're talking about water Actually having two meanings, and I don't want to try to stump you right off the bat, but it does. It actually has three biblical meanings, doesn't it? I think, and we'll get into that. Just be thinking about that. Have fun with this. That's what everybody did last night. And that did. Was you surprised that how long it took them to answer the last one? When I was going around looking, I was kind of, and I didn't want to give it away, but the last one was probably the most important.
The spirit, yeah.
You know. So Shannon Moody says life. So you're right. So there you go. Everybody was on. There you go. Listen to what Christina Schumacher says. So, Christine, obviously that's the most obvious answer, or the best answer, in my opinion. Not the best, but what it means. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit. Living water is the Holy Spirit, because when the Holy Spirit lives in you, not only are you a new creature in Christ, but you have a new life.
It flows through you.
And it flows through you.
Yeah.
So, and it means a lot of things. So if you guys were to say cleansing, if you were to say all these different things, it does. And hopefully we'll cover all that. We still got 20 minutes. So Manny Garcia, it means giving you everything through salvation. That's it too. Reba Pierce, Jesus is living water. Yes. So thank you, Reba, whether you're reading it in Genesis or Revelation 22, or you're reading it in John 7, you're correct. Gary says power of the Holy Spirit. Roxanne, you got it, cleansing. So this is kind of how the Bible study went. So go ahead, Mike, you can roll with it.
The woman said unto him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where do you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinks this water shall thirst again, but whoever drinks the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.
Stop for a second, because I want to say something that I want to say. So he's right. So Jesus says, you know, if you're drinking physical water, you're going to always want some more. And you should, because that it's life-sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Stupervich said this last night at Bible study. He said, you know, the more you study the Word of God, the more your spirit will quench for it.
Wow, yeah.
And the Bible says, quench not the Holy Spirit. And we know how you let's say quench not the Holy Spirit. We know how you quench the Holy Spirit is by doubting the Holy Spirit, by saying something, they're not really Christians or something like that. That can really quench the Holy Spirit, can it? It can really throw a wet blanket on it. And just, you ever heard somebody say that, like, well, that's not really what it means, or that Easter service, they're celebrating eggs instead of the resurrection of Jesus. That's quenching the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You're being a part, and I say party pooper. You know, here's the deal, guys. When the Holy Spirit's doing something on Wednesday morning through you guys and through us on the show, watch this, Mike. Let it roll. Let it roll.
Yeah, for sure.
Let it roll. So, water is depicted in the Bible of life, cleansing, Holy Spirit, purification, and there's a couple other I'm not giving away right now because I'm saving it for the end of the show. Manny Garcia says, when you desire to be in the Word, changes and stops feeling like a chore is when you know you're changed. I crave it every minute. Good. So, and that's what Josh Stupervich said.
Yeah.
It's a craving. It's a constant craving. So, are you done? Were you at 15 on that? I'm sorry.
We're at
12 or something, maybe.
No, we was on 15.
Okay. Would you read 15 again one more time before we move on?
Or 14. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well watered, springing up into everlasting life.
Okay.
You want to talk about that, didn't you?
Yeah, keep
going.
Let's see. I tell you what, just for giggles, let's go down to 7, go down to 18. Just read all the way from 14 to 18, and then we'll stop.
Just keep going to 18?
Yes, sir.
Number 15, the woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Mm. Jesus said unto her, Go call your husband and come hither. The woman answering said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, You have well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and whom you now have is not your husband. Is that said of you truly? You want to keep going on that?
That's kind of where I wanted to stop.
Yeah. That's
all right. So let's go to this.
Okay.
Go to 15. Go to 15.
Okay.
The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. So I've never looked at this verse. I never looked at this verse the way I look at it this morning. He says, go call your husband. And all he's doing is calling her out on her sin. And you guys know what this is. We're all adults. She's either been with five guys or she's, however you want to look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Been with five men that weren't her husbands or divorced or however this worked out. She had a constant craving to feed the flesh. Now, before we look down on this woman, and I want to be careful about this. Don't look down on anybody because their sin's different than yours. This woman had an issue that she thought she was going to get fulfilled with men. It's some fulfillment with men, I'm assuming, because she went to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So whatever it was, whether it's 5 or it's 50 or whatever it is. She continually thirst for something in her life. She didn't know what it was until she met Jesus.
Amen. And when she realized and said, you're the prophet, she knew he was a prophet.
She knew he was a prophet. Now listen to this. That is an answer, and it's also a problem, because a lot of people know that Jesus exists. They knew he was a teacher. They knew he was a prophet. They knew he was a smart guy. They knew there was something extra special about Jesus, but they never really confessed that he was Messiah,
right.
Lord, God in the flesh.
But she picked up on it pretty quick.
She knew there was something going on. And I don't want to say a game, but there's almost like a game going on. Well, where do I get this water? The well's too deep to draw. And didn't our father Jacob build us? All this kind of stuff. She knows that he's not talking about physical water this time. But we're just kind of going back a little bit. Kind of going back, you know, back and forth. Kind of like seesaw. And Jesus is saying, if you was to drink this living water, you'd never thirst again. She goes, maybe that's what I need. Maybe that's what I need. Alcohol didn't do it. People didn't do it. Drugs didn't do it. Internet didn't do it. Affirmation didn't do it. We know money doesn't do it. Right?
Right.
I mean, none of that. You guys have had all that stuff. That's why you're here this morning. You go, I need to get my fix this morning of Jesus. So that way I don't thirst anymore. You know, if you don't get with God, you know, if you don't read the Bible, you know, if you don't pray, there's something empty in your life. She wants to get fulfilled with something that the world can't give.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the living water of Jesus.
Hey, amen to that. And there's so many people that nothing else can fulfill you the way the Lord will.
Yeah, so Mandy says it's such a culturally relative story for today. It's relatable and straightforward. And I like this. I'm with Mandy on this. I like these straightforward stories where Jesus comes in and he busts their game, whether it's here or he goes, or maybe goes straight up into church and reads from the scroll. And when he gets done, he hands it to the attendant and sits down. He goes, how about that, guys? Right?
Yeah.
Jesus is straightforward. You're right. So, good. Let's move on.
Well, like you say, you know, the story's the same as they were 2,000 years ago.
And it's the same problems as 2,000 years ago. So don't think that we've graduated. You know, I get so tired of thinking everybody, you know, oh, we're so smart. We got the computers. We got satellites. They can see wherever you're going. They know what's on your phone, and they're smart. And well, they you know, so we're further away from God than we've ever been in America. Well, hold on. We're further away from God than we've ever been in America. We don't even have Bibles in our. If we're so smart as a nation and a country, why wouldn't you want to give your children in the public school system the smartest piece, the most reliable piece of American history, world history, smartest? The Apostle Paul is the smartest author to ever put pen to paper. Wouldn't you want your kids to know this? That's why people don't send their a lot of aren't sending their kids to public schools anymore. Yeah. They go, we can't afford to send them to private school, but we're doing it anyways. Because the public school system has failed them so miserably. And here's the thing, all these teachers have to do, like, you know, we voted yesterday, we voted to get these people out who are teaching our kids things that are contrary to the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bible. These are three, if all your kids ever have to do is study these three things and they'll be fine. This is so, Mike, this is so ridiculous. Yeah. I'm going crazy over this. We got to get the vote. That's why we all voted yesterday. Get these people out that are teaching your kids sex education and transgender and change your identity. We're going to hide it from your family. The public school system, those are not your kids. They're our kids.
Yeah.
We hire you to teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. We don't teach you to raise them. We don't hire you to tell them what sex they are or to be a Furby
when
or to
did
be.
You have to know, who in the heck won't know what sex they are? I don't understand that.
Well, you're never going to understand because you're a common sense thinker. You're never going to understand that. I can't understand that. The good people in America can't understand. It is ludicrous for you to continue to feed us this and act like we're not going to vote these people out. We have no use anymore in America for the devil to continue to extend his agenda through these people.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. It's teaching of the devil. It is teaching of the devil. It's not a teaching of God. Therefore, it's doomed to fail because it's built on a Babylonian principle. A Babylonian principle is a city or a group or an ideology that is built on a kingdom outside of God. And it's doomed and designed to fail.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, I'm getting happy.
Hey, I couldn't imagine what would happen if I went home when I was a kid and told my dad, I think I'm a girl. What would your daddy, my dragon, would have said to you, Dad?
My dad, you know, I love my dad now more than I ever have in the whole wide world because he made so much sense.
Yeah.
I used to look at that man and I thought, this guy has no idea what the heck's going on in the world. And I look now after he's buried and up in heaven and go, man, that guy had everything. He knew everything. Everything. He had everything.
Yeah.
Spot. His dad, you think my dad didn't give me any wiggle room? My grandpa Lou didn't give my dad any wiggle room.
Wow.
They grew right here in Maryland Heights, first settlers, one room house with no plumbing, right down the street.
Yeah.
The house is still there to this day. What are you talking about, people? Come on. This is craziness. This is crazy. Here, you know what's crazy is that we burn up any energy on it. Let's burn up all our energy on teaching our kids what the difference between right and wrong is.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, we got
some. Let's do some praying. Let's do some praying. And then we got to reveal this. It's a big reveal party to you. Excuse me. Hang on there, guys. We got to. All right. Carrie, I think she needs some prayers. It's like what the government's cooking in America's kitchen. Gary needs prayer. We'll do it. Keith Dennis, God bless you, buddy. Created man and women, period. Yeah, we all know that. This is craziness. Jeff McNeil, love you, brother. Praying for you.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it from
you, Jeff. Carrie Ornelius, brother, had a stroke on Easter. So let's pray for that. Caitlin Scrimmie, yep, my kids deserve better. And public school isn't it. I mean, that's low-hanging fruit. Amen to that. I mean, your kids, so there's the statement of the day. Caitlin Scrimmie says, yes, my kids deserve better than that. 100% spot on. Your kids and my kids deserve better than that. Don't they?
They do.
Would you give your kids like second or third or fourth best? No.
I won't.
That's crazy.
Everybody tries to do best for their kids.
Kid. Steve Young says, H2O quenches your physical being, living water. So there's quenching the needs of your spirit. Yes, it does, Steve. Yell. I'm a sinner, appreciate straightforward correction so I can feel conviction and repent immediately. Amen. All right, let's pray for Carrie's brother. Lord, I know that this man had a stroke, and we're praying for him right now for complete healing and standing with my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can you pray for Jeff?
Yes. Jeff, Lord, we just lift up my brother Jeff McNeil, Lord God, and all he's going through today, and just know that we love this brother. Thank you for his constant stance for Christ, and pray for physical healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, you guys, we're here at the end of the show. I want to make sure you get this. It started in the immigrants didn't want the kids to be part of our holidays or the Bible. I wonder why they came here. Yeah, that's a whole other story. Yeah. Amen to that. So it means two things. So water means life.
Mm-hmm.
And death. And you go, hold on, what are you talking about? Well, let's go to First Peter, Mike. We're going to end the show with this. First Peter chapter 3. So here it is, guys. And I'm just going to give it away in case you got to get off here real quick. So we talk about this, and he's talking about, let me just read it instead of trying to explain it.
I think you read NLT last night because it was broken down real good or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. Let me read it in King James and I'll read it in NLT. So we know that everybody that was in the flood in Noah's day, anybody that was in the flood died. Everybody that stayed in the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of God's safety lived. That's eight of them, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody outside died because God flooded the earth with water, the ultimate form of purification back then. And then in the end, he's going to baptize the earth with fire. So water means death and life. And God uses it here. He says, like the figure, wherever, I'm in 1 Peter 3:21, where even baptism does also now save us, not putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God. So we know it's not by works that you have been saved. So you can't be saved by baptism. What he's saying is this is symbolic of the old man dying off in the water, and then when you rise, you're to rise in newness of life. That's what that means. He says it doesn't wash off the filth, but it's a good. He uses the word good conscience towards God. And I'm paraphrasing, right? Good conscience towards God. That means I've repented. And all that is this. It's a picture of myself dying off and the new self coming up by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God. Angels, authorities, and powers being subject unto him. Now, also in this, this one, we're baptized into Christ, and I'm going to try to squeeze this in. The baptism while we're baptized into Christ is a spiritual baptism. It comes from a Greek word meaning baptizo, which means to be fully submersed, fully involved. When you get born again, ask God to fill you with his presence. Ask God to fill you with his Holy Spirit. 100% scripture, you can find it in Luke chapter 11 after the Lord's Prayer. And I tell people to hold on to that because a lot of people have bad theology and think that once God has filled us, you don't have to ask him to fill you every morning. They think, well, he's filled me.
Well,
I prayed that prayer and we're going to move on.
you got to
Really?
ask for forgiveness every morning.
Yeah, you should. So people don't leave here and think that somebody that has bad theology somewhere goes, well, you've already prayed that prayer. Mike, you've already prayed that prayer. You got the Holy Spirit when you got born again. You're already sealed with the promise to the Holy Spirit. Those are correct. But do you pray every morning? Yeah. Why? Do you read your Bible every morning? Yeah. Why? Do you ask God to fill you every morning? Yeah. Why? Why? Because we're leaky vessels. I need the Word of God every morning.
Amen.
I need to be filled every morning. I need direction every
Absolutely.
Morning. Maybe you guys are smarter than me, but I need Jesus every day. I'm not ashamed to admit it, and I don't play spiritual games with God and act like He can't refill me
mm-hmm.
with His Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me, fill me, fill me. And then when I pour it out, I come back to Him. He fills me back up. That's why we go to church. Listen, worship, get sharpened.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, worship, get sharpened. And then what? Keep it all to myself? No. Go ye therefore, make disciples of all nations. Why? Because somebody's life hangs in the balance.
Amen.
Boy, they got more than I even bargained for.
That's a lot of good stuff there, Pastor.
Guys, this is easy. Don't leave the show going, I don't know how to study the Bible. You just studied the Bible. We just studied the Bible.
Yeah.
And about half of this is unrehearsed, isn't it? Mike has said 99% of it's unrehearsed. You see what I'm doing here?
Studying, but you know what?
You got to get a copy of this thing, man. It's fun. This is the best
great
thing in the
story,
world.
Great life. You know, that Proverbs, man, tells you how to live, how to do things, and work as if you're working for the Lord. Tells you
all. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hey, Jeff McNeil coined one of my favorite verses, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Amen. A lot in there. Mike's going to pray for us as we get off. Let me look. Well, Marianne Pisa just opened it. Yeah. Open it up. Bum, bum, but you guys are awesome. Christine, ever since you told me the other week, and I have been asking him to fill me up, help me, and like you. And guys, he will fill you. And I'll end on that prayer and then pass it over to Mike. Shannon Moody, you guys are all awesome. Every one of you guys. Love you guys. Bum, bum, bum. Let's do this. Lord, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you fill us. We understand we're leaky vessels. We need you more than we ever, 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 ever could think. Ever. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
Fill us. Just let's ask God. What can it hurt? Lord, I'm just asking you to fill us.
Fill us.
With your Holy Spirit. Fill us. Baptize me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me. Fill me, fill me, fill me. Fill me, Lord Jesus, right now. From the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet to the tips of our fingers, fill me with your goodness and wisdom. And we cast doubt out and believe for just a new day for everybody out there. I love all of them so much, Lord. And I know you love me more than I do. So thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.